So apparently Katie was craving something really bad, and the universe, the whole universe conspired against her two times.
Two times.
And it informed her, don't do that.
I said, I heard you. I heard you loud and clear. I get it. Message received. Mm-hmm. All this girl wanted was a crab rangoon. In the worst way.
I love crab rangoon.
Listen, there's something about me. I could go the rest of my life without eating fast food. I really, truly could. I don't crave it. I don't, like, my kids eat it, but I don't necessarily order for myself or whatever. In a pinch, sure. I don't crave it the way that I crave a crab rangoon. And the craving comes out of nowhere and hits me. It's like the only thing I can think about is that I need a crab rangoon.
I don't like it.
Okay. Well, whatever your craving is,
unhealthy.
I don't care.
I love it.
Whatever the craving is for you, take that, and then you know how I was feeling. So when I left the building, I said, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I don't want anything else.
You're
I don't want
it.
I was trying to get it.
But
Jason, I didn't get it. And that's what makes me angry and actually fuels the craving today.
Okay.
Is that now it's like, if I don't have it, I could die.
You probably will.
I could die.
I mean, that's pretty realistic thought.
So here's how the universe stopped me. So I prepared. I said, you know what? I'm going to just call one of my favorite places where I get crab rangoon. I'm going to place the order and then I'm going to eat it when I get home. And then I'm going to try to take a nap, right? Which also didn't work out. I called, placed the order. She says, sure, no problem. It was Bangkok Cafe. Placed the order. And I also got curry, green curry, which is also one of the other things that I crave. For some reason, those things. Shut up. So she said, yeah, sure, no problem. Took my order, be ready in 10 minutes. I'm like, great. That's how far away I am. Pick it up, head home. She legit called me back. The number comes up on my phone. It was like, hi, just wanted to let you know, we're out of crab rangoon.
No.
Beginning of the day, you're out?
No. The day I call.
But I mean, is it lunchtime? And you're out?
She said, we're out.
Did you still get the curry?
No. She goes, would you like another appetizer? I said, no, I would not. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to cancel the whole order.
Like,
and then I lied.
This Karen.
No. She said, oh, you don't want the chicken curry? I said, no, I'm picking it up for someone else. And they really wanted the curry and the crab rangoon. So I'll just call again another day.
That's else is pre-menstrual Katie.
So I was like, I don't want to just, I felt bad. But also, like, I don't know, in the moment, I was like, that's for somebody else. So she's like, oh, okay. She was very nice.
Yeah.
But I thought, dang it, the one time. Right. So then I turn down one of the other roads and I think, okay, I know that there's a Chinese place on the way home that I don't normally go to, but I want the crab rangoon so bad.
So is it Chinese, Japanese, or Bangkok?
Well, so Bangkok Cafe is Thai, and Vietnamese and Thai.
So they all have this thing.
That particular place has crab rangoon that I've had.
There's some other Thai places that have. It's usually a Chinese restaurant.
Normally a Chinese restaurant has it.
But I've been at some Thai place, and they'll have different versions of crab rangoon. It's like,
well, even the Japanese place, she gets it all the time.
At the
Friendly Center.
No, they don't have it there.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you eat something else that looks like it's very
unhealthy. I eat dumplings there.
Gyozas, right?
Yeah, gyoza, dumpling. Yeah, I'll eat those things there. But
he's
you
like,
know
wrong.
When, yeah, you know, as a crab rangoon aficionado.
You would know.
I know exactly where
it is. The Chinese buffet we used to go to.
They have crab rangoon.
As much as you want.
As many as I wanted. And boy, I would get it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would get it so good. But the thing is, I didn't really want anything else, but I thought I could go for some curry. I could go for some curry along with my crab rangoon.
Why
great.
Not? You get a starter with the rangoon.
So then when she called and told me that she didn't have it, the craving just intensified. And I was like, well, I have to. So I stopped by the Chinese place on the way home. And I think, I'm just going to get crab rangoon. I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
Park the car. I go in. I'm like, doesn't look very busy. So I walk up to the front door. Closed!
I think they're looking out for you. But
no. So at that point, I was like, you know what? I hear you, universe. I'm not supposed to have
it. The Lord is saying.
I get it.
I'm surprised you like it because you have made comments and I have made comments about agreeing that cream cheese and sushi is god awful.
Because
I just looked at crab rangoon, which is basically a fried something with cream cheese in it.
So I like cream cheese I like it hot, which sounds gross. Like I love it in a dip.
Oh, yeah.
Love cream cheese in a dip.
Yeah.
Love it in a crab rangoon, which has the imitation crab. I get it. It's not real crab. Got it. But I love it in that. Cold cream cheese blocks in sushi, gross.
I think it's delicious, but yeah.
And I occasionally like it on a bagel, or I like it with, I know you guys will not like this, but I like it on a bagel with locks.
It's kind of turned into a Dr. Seuss book. I like it
on my bagel. I like it in my Rangoon. So anyway, I didn't get it. And then, I went home. I didn't get a nap either, which is like two strikes. So then I found myself at Target with my daughter. We had to return something. We were running a couple errands. And I thought, you know what? I'll go for a frozen one. I'll look and see if there's a frozen one. Sure. In the appetizer section, Target's got a great selection of frozen appetizers. So I go, they have every kind of wonton, even one filled with just cream cheese.
Oh, is that what
disgusting.
It is? A wonton?
A wonton. No crab Rangoon.
Mm. Oh, see?
They had ones that were filled with jalapeno and cream cheese. And then they had one that was filled with just cream cheese. No crab Rangoon.
I'm shocked you didn't cook this.
So really three times. So really the universe said, did you?
Thrice.
Thrice
I've been denied.
Yeah.
Matt, crab Rangoon is one of the things that I rely on someone else to do it.
It's a lot of work, right?
The deep fat fryers to do it right. I don't have I have cream cheese on hand, but I don't have the wonton wrappers on hand. I don't have the imitation crab.
Yeah.
And then I like a little bit of sauce.
So did you get any wontons or you said no? So three times you're shut down, really?
Can I just say one thing?
If you tell me how much fat and how many
I'm not saying how much fat or calories, but it does say it's the unhealthiest appetizer at any Chinese restaurant.
What did I just tell you?
You said don't say
I said don't tell
I didn't
me.
Say the fat, which is unbelievably, it's a lot.
All right, what is it?
Oh my God.
At this
point. It says, I said, how unhealthy is it? Pretty bad. It's the unhealthiest appetizers at most Chinese restaurants.
Give it to me. Don't care.
It's about the same as a Big Mac if you have four pieces.
Okay, I don't need
and
Big Macs.
Each deep fried dough filled with cream cheese, so you get 25 to 40 grams of fat per order.
Great.
That is hard. Oh my gosh. Not to mention 1,000 milligrams in sodium,
yep.
And 20 grams in sugar. Processed ingredient. Oh my gosh.
That's why it's delicious.
It's why it's delicious. And you I didn't care. Eat it. I didn't get it. So now the craving is just out of control.
I wonder if that one place will be back in stock.
I don't know.
Are you going to go for it or no?
Not today. Because we have a lunch.
Oh, we have
today.
A lunch today.
We have a lunch
true.
Today. You know,
well, it's risky to just another day. They might discontinue. There might be tariffs on crab Rangoon next time you look.
Probably.
I hope they're very high.
Probably.
Supports the healthy of the country. It also says there's almost no real nutritional value.
So, yeah.
Jason, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I do not go thinking like, oh, I'm going to get healthy and eat some crab
Rangoon.
I'm
not even saying that. It's the worst of the worst.
Don't care.
Do some circuit training with my crab Rangoon.
Would you rather have that than a Big Mac?
Yes.
Yes.
You're kidding.
I actually agree with you, Katie, on that.
I would rather have it. And I do not eat fast food. I really don't. I don't.
You ain't got to explain yourself.
Thing. No, but I'm just saying it's like I could make the thing right. And say, well, you can just go get something else. That something else does not ever do it for me.
No, that's the craving. Mm-hmm. You got to have the craving.
Do you guys have that where it's like
cravings?
The one
yes.
thing?
I crave on a weekly basis probably Chipotle.
You do?
Really? Well, that's not that bad.
Steak, well, it used to be steak burritos. I'm trying to do better. So I'm doing like their salad bowl. Which is not as fun.
Well,
but
their chicken's
still
not
good.
Bad.
Their steak's not bad. I mean, it's a good protein. Their chicken's good, yeah. So I don't know why. I just, there's a certain way it has to have these certain ingredients. Mm-hmm. If one ingredient's not there, which they always have it.
It throws it off.
But I've gotten it to go before and they forgot to put like the corn in there. I'm like, it doesn't taste the same.
Yep, it's not the same.
And I go back through the window and throw the burrito at their face.
It's the same way with the, do you still want the curry? No, I don't.
No, I'm good.
I really just wanted the crab Rangoon and I didn't,
but
I
that one,
get
and
it.
I used to crumble like a, but they, cookies change every week, so it's hard to keep up. You don't know if it's going to have it or not. But yeah, I would thought the idea of the crumble cookie would be nice.